Welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado, Colorado's premier outdoor radio show, heard every Saturday afternoon on KLZ 560, with insights on hunting, fishing, archery, guns, and ammo from Colorado's top outfitters, featuring the industry's leading experts on how to enhance your experience in the great outdoors. Now, here's your host, Scott Whatley.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Sportsmen of Colorado. Thank you so much for joining us today. Beautiful day out there today, and it's a Tanner Gun Show weekend. I was out there this morning for a few minutes seeing some of our sponsors. If you get out there, be sure and stop by Phoenix Weaponry, American Heroes in Action. Dave is out there with American Heroes in Action. We'll be talking about them a little bit later on with an upcoming banquet we're going to be involved in. But go by and see Aaron Casey and the guys out there, and Aaron's going to call and check in with us here in our second segment. From out there. Also, a couple of booths I stopped by out there and met some gentlemen, Gearhead Survival Hats, and also Promier, not Premier, but Promier, Colorado. Great flashlights. A gentleman named Fred out there, and if Fred gets a chance, he's going to call in today as well. We got a jam-packed show for you. We got Dale Merritt in studio with us, Pikes Peak, Pheasant Forever. Going to be talking about their upcoming banquet. Then Aaron Casey's going to join us live from the Tanner Gun Show. Denny Behrens is going to join us. Denny's the director here in Colorado for Big Game Forever. Be sure and tune in for that in our last segment. For our last segment, Red and I are going to be recapping International Sportsman's Expo and some great folks we met there as well. Dale Merritt's with us. Dale, how are you?
Doing good.
Well, I tell you what. You could have went all day and not brought that cute puppy in here with you. Wow. How cute is that dog? So 10 weeks old, huh?
Yep, she's 10 weeks old. She's a black American Pointing Labrador. She's being donated to the Pikes Peak Pheasants Forever chapter from Bear Point Kennel. And she's going to be about 3.5 months old at the banquet. She's in the live auction. She's been introduced to birds, gunfire introduction. She's locking up and pointing on a wing at 10 weeks old, and she's already being crate trained and potty trained, so it's going to be a fun auction, and come see the pup at the banquet.
Wow. Now, when you talk about gun training, let's talk about that a minute, because there's a process to that, and sometimes you see dogs where, I mean, I have a golden retriever. We got her, I think, when she was about 6 months old, and she even sees a gun. She's running, and she's 12 years old now. So at some point, she was scared. So
yeah.
Talk about that process a minute.
When we talk about gunfire introduction, a lot of gunfire shyness comes from lack of prey drive. If the prey drive is in the bloodline and different things, you don't normally have much trouble with gunfire introduction with them. So we like to do it in a fun environment. We actually take a live bird, clip a wing, and let the puppy play with it. And while they're playing with that bird and being excited, we fire a blank 209 primer pistol in the back, so they start relating that excitement of that bird to that gunfire, and they just really take to it and never seem to have any problem with it.
Wow, that's great.
Well, she is a beautiful dog, and tell us a little bit about what you breed for in dogs. You were telling me about it a little bit earlier.
Well, we breed for a family disposition. We donate these pups to the Pheasants Forever, which is really based on a family-oriented environment. So we look for that family disposition in the dogs and different things like that. So we just want to have a nice, good hunting dog, but with a disposition that belongs in the family.
Yeah.
So, but the banquet is where we're going to be, and come see that little pup down there.
Yeah. Before we get to the banquet and information about that, tell us a little bit about yourself and about your kennel.
All right. I'm Dale Merritt. I'm president of the Pikes Peak Pheasants Forever and chairman down there. We've been breeding in the state of Colorado for 20 years now, the wife and I, Brenda, and we like to support these youth organizations and habitat organizations. So we go around to the different banquets throughout Colorado. Northern Colorado Pheasants Forever Banquet is coming up. They just had one out at Bennett, and now Pikes Peak Pheasants Forever down in Colorado Springs. But the whole idea is to produce a dog that is the whole family can get along with. Maybe just dad hunts, and now you want to get the kids involved. So by having that family orientation between the dog and the family, it just helps get the whole family out in the outdoors, and that's what it's all about, getting the young ones out there too.
And what's the name of your kennel?
Bear Point Kennel.
All right. And how can they get in touch with you if somebody's interested in getting one of these fantastic dogs?
Well, they can go to bearpointkennel.com is our webpage, or they can give us a call at 303-681-5227. Or if you have any questions about the pup that's in the banquet, we'd be glad to answer them at 303-681-5227 also.
681-5227.
Yep.
Okay. Dale Merritt is with us. Pikes Peak Pheasants Forever. You can check out that at that exact website, pikespeakpheasantforever.org. The 28th annual Pikes Peak Chapter Banquet is February 11th at Colorado Springs Event Center. The doors will open at 4. So let's talk about our banquet a little bit.
All right. We've been doing the annual banquet, so this is our 28th year. We're the oldest Pheasants Forever chapter in Colorado, so we've been around a long time. Pheasants Forever, a lot of people haven't heard of Pheasants Forever. When we were at the ISE show, people would come up and say, I've never heard of Pheasants Forever. They've heard a lot of the other conservation groups out there. But what's really nice about Pheasants Forever is we're a habitat and youth organization. We've got 6 youth trailers on the ground in Colorado that when a nonprofit organization calls us and says, hey, we want to host a youth event, we can pull in with all the supplies from shotguns, archery, fishing equipment, and everything with these trailers and support any of these entities with our trailers for youth events throughout Colorado. We've also partnered up with the Division of Wildlife and Parks and put 4 full-time biologists on the ground. That was a program developed by Pheasants Forever. And so we have 4 full-time biologists based in Colorado that have impacted over 1 million acres of habitat in Colorado.
Wow. Okay. And there's a lot of chapters around the state.
Yes, there's 14 chapters within the state of Colorado.
Okay, great. Go to pheasantforever.org. You can read a lot of information there about all the different chapters, kind of the mission and all. But again, if you'll go to pikespeakpheasantsforever.org, you'll get all the information on the banquet there about tickets as well. And again, you know, with the meal and all the different things that they do, this is a great organization, very fair, good pricing there. It looks like, let's see here, $90 for a single.
And that comes with a 1-year membership.
Okay, mm-hmm. Great. And then a couple, 1 year, $125. Okay, great. Yeah. All right, so that's good. So check out Pikes Peak Pheasant Forever, again, .org. Youth ticket 17 and under includes a youth membership. That's only $25, so that's a great way. And maybe we got a couple of corporate sponsors out there. You want to get a corporate table sponsorship, that's only $800. You can give that away to maybe some customers or some of your sales staff, whatever the case may be. But again, a great, great organization. How long ago did Pheasants Forever get started? I mean, what was kind of the...
Well, Pheasants Forever has been around since 1982. And it was the headquarters of Pheasants Forever is actually in Minnesota.
Right.
And it's developed out, and now we're in any state that has quail, pheasants, or any type of upland bird in it. Pheasants Forever has a representation in those states. And so our region, it's kind of divided into regions around the country, but Montana, Wyoming, Colorado, Arizona, and New Mexico is all one region, and there's chapters throughout the state and do habitat projects. This year here in Colorado, we started Conservations for Corners program with partners with the Division of Wildlife again. And what we have done, we've lost so many acres of CRP throughout from the federal government, removing that habitat source. Mm-hmm. This is a state-based program where we've gone to these farmers and landowners and said, hey, all these corners on all your circles, you allow our biologists to develop the seed plan for them corners, and we'll pay you to put that into that seeding, and then they put that whole section into public access. So now you, I, any one of us can look it up through the walk-in program, all those corner signups are actually public access.
Wow, good deal.
That is good.
Now, can you use some volunteers for your banquet?
Absolutely. We need volunteers, not just for the banquet, but we do so many youth events. Mm-hmm. We do some trap shoots down at Pikes Peak Gun Run Club with the women and youth, teaching them. We host seminars for education, and we always need volunteers because we try to do a one-on-one mentor when we bring these kids into these events so that they can get tied, you know, relate to one person. We're not passing them off from person to person to person. So it takes a lot. One nice thing is the Fountain Fort Carson High School cheerleaders. We bring that youth group in to help us at the banquet. They run all of our games, and then we do a donation to their cheerleading squad to allow them to go to more meets and different things like that. So they come down and volunteer and help at our banquet, and they do a great job for us. And so we're supporting the youth that direction too.
Wow, that's great. Again, if you're just joining us, Dale Merritt is with us, and Dale is the Pheasant Forever president there for Pikes Peak and banquet chair. You can reach him at 303-929-9971. If you have any questions about the banquet, maybe you want to volunteer, maybe you just want to donate, that would be great. You can also get more information at PikesPeakPheasantsForever.org. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Aaron Casey's going to join us live from the Tanner Gun Show. And then Denny Behrens from Big Game Forever. And then we'll come back and we will visit with Dale again in our last segment. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. My name is Scott Watley along with Red Merrill. We'll be right back.
In a flash from out of nowhere, your whole life can change forever. It happened so quickly, nobody saw it coming. Soon the medical bills will be arriving.
Will insurance cover your injuries? Does the other driver have assets? Should I sue?
It was his fault after all. After an accident, you need to call the law offices of Flesh Law. Flesh Law will never settle until you are fully compensated for your injuries.
Call 303-806-8886 for the Flesh Law Firm. 303-806-8886. Online, go to fleshlawfirm.com.
Flesh Law, the trial-tested, trial-ready attorneys.
If you're looking for a place you're always welcome, let me recommend Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. Hi, this is Scott Watley. Just 20 miles east of Denver, Kiowa Creek has it all. A professionally designed sporting clays course, archery range, and year-round dog training fields. Be sure and leave time to relax in the spacious clubhouse. For all Kiowa Creek Sporting Club has to offer, call 303-644-4627 or check out their website, kiowacreek.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado, and with your one-year membership purchase, you'll receive 100 free sporting clays. Call 303-644-4627. That's 303-644-4627. Kiowa Creek Sporting Club is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
It's truck month again at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We're the number one truck dealer in Colorado. Hi, I'm Dan Johnson. We're overstocked with trucks and giving discounts and rebates up to $10,000 off Silverados. Hurry, these offers won't last. LynnLyleChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekday afternoons at 3 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to go out live now to the Tanner Gun Show, Phoenix Weaponry, and our good friend Aaron's out there with his team. Aaron, how you doing, bud?
Pretty good. Hanging in there. Got a lot of people down here.
Well, good deal, man. I'm sure they're always, when I go by your table, a lot of people there. And, you know, if you really get to looking around at a lot of different deals there, it doesn't take long to realize there's a huge difference and what can lay on tables down there. So let's kind of educate our listeners a little bit, and I kind of hate using that term, but, I mean, that's really what we need to do is educate them. What do people really look for when it comes to the different, you know, AR parts and the way a lot of people display down there? How can you tell what something's good quality or not?
Well, a lot of times it's very hard to tell, but, you know, when you take a look at it and it seems like it's cheaper than it should be, then it's probably not really all that great. Yeah. A lot of people are flipping a lot of Chinese parts, and, you know, most of them will be okay, but every once in a while they'll pop and you have yourself a damaged weapon or a damaged appendage. You know, we've seen a lot of people buying cheap parts. They bring them back into us to have them try to fix them after they're done buying bull carrier groups, they're not properly hardened. Their hammers, they're not quite made properly, and they're snatching things clean off.
Absolutely. And again, the Tanner Gun Show is 9 to 5 on today, and then 9 to 4 on Sunday. Look for their booth there, Phoenix Weaponry. Mention you heard them on Sportsman of Colorado, and I'll tell you, if you look at building a custom-built weapon, you can get 10% off of that, and I promise you they'll take good care of you if you go by the booth there and mention our show. For those that maybe are just hearing about you, Aaron, and they haven't caught you on our previous show, kind of give us an overall view of what all Phoenix Weaponry has to offer.
Well, we're a full-service weapons manufacturer, so we do anything from building complete weapons from raw materials to repairing your grandfather's shotgun that you lost a piece out of, or just general gunsmithing. We can do stock repairs. We can do coatings. We can do Cerakote. We can do Duracoat. We can do multicolor camo patterns, single color painting. We can do, put scopes on guns. It does not matter. We are able to handle just about anything you've got out there, even replacing parts on guns that are no longer made. So it's pretty much a one-stop shop.
Right. And, when you talk about the coatings, I want to talk about this because a lot of times, when we've been around it and you've introduced me to this stuff, we talk about Cerakote, Duracoat. Let's just take those two terms. What are the differences in Cerakote and a Duracoat?
The Cerakote is a ceramic impregnated two-part epoxy paint that we put on firearms or anything else anyway. But what it does is it's a very good protectant for your weapon. It can actually take an older weapon that's, probably the bluing's pitted or, they're starting to be not all that great. It'll actually add 1.5 thousandths to surfaces, so you can actually kind of tighten up an older gun. But it creates a real nice weather-resistant, damage-resistant coating for it. The Duracoat is another very good product. We like to use it for really bright colors, and we like to use it for, multicolor camo paint jobs where you have a lot of buildup of paint level for these crazy paint jobs. If anybody comes by the booth, one of my guns that was out at the SHOT Show will be out there with a hand-sponged ATEX camo pattern on it, which is, I think, 7 colors, and it's pretty crazy. So,
wow.
But, yeah, they're both very top-of-the-line products. We like to offer our customers lots of options.
Now, you mentioned the SHOT Show, and we had several friends out there, including you. Kind of give us a report on the SHOT Show and, what all that's about, because that is something that's not open to the public. That is basically a dealer invite only. So tell us a little bit about the SHOT Show.
Well, it's pretty much the world's largest gun show as far as I've heard. I think we were rocking almost 10 miles a day, and that's just in SHOT Show itself. I think there's 3 or 4 floors going now. We actually have product in the new product area with our buddies over at Hex Mag, so we actually supplied a display that we made for them and a rifle for them to display their product on. And then Burris had 4 of our guns in their booth up with their new optics on it, the new 1x6 from Burris.
Wow.
And then Hexmag had our new 4570 semi-auto in their booth. And so all that generated a lot of talk, kind of went crazy on the social media sites, things like that. But it's basically just a place where people come out, manufacturers come out, they bring out their latest and greatest, what they want to sell next year, and it's available for sale. Deals are cut with large distributors. Most dealers that you deal with out in the world go through a distributor to get their firearms. They don't actually usually buy from directly from FN or
right.
Benelli or anybody like that. It's always through a distributor. So you've got distributor reps walking around the show looking at new products. You've got individual dealers running around. You've got PD running around checking out new products for their departments. And then you've got other manufacturers wandering the show seeing what everybody's made and what they're doing. We've actually had other so-called manufacturers come to us from SHOT Show and ask us if we'll make parts for them as well. So it's kind of a big deal, but you don't have, general public doesn't get to come in. You have to actually have a FFL and a bunch of paperwork to even prove that you are a dealer and that you even belong in there. So
right. One thing let's talk about is suppressors, because Red, co-host here on the show, we came up there just a couple of days ago, and now you're able to do all the things that you used to have to send people away to do. So let's kind of talk about that process for a suppressor and what that looks like now, and then what you're able to do right there at your shop.
Okay. What we did was we've actually changed the what customers used to have to go out to the PD and get fingerprints done, go somewhere else and get photos done for your Form 4s. And what we've done is we've pulled all that in-house. We now do all your pictures, all your fingerprints, all your paperwork. You bring your checkbook down. You pay your tax stamp to the ATF. Everything's handled. We even mail it in for you so you don't accidentally mail it to the wrong address or anything like that. So with our suppressors now, it's just a one-stop. You come in, pick out your can. We do all your paperwork, do everything while you're standing there, and then by the time you leave, your paperwork will be leaving off to the post office, and then hopefully you'll get a stamp fairly quickly, and then you'll be off and running.
Wow. And hopefully with our new administration, we might see some changes in that, at least for the length of time that it takes to get those and everything, because they have become quite popular. What have you seen over the last few years with suppressors? I mean, have you seen a huge growth in the desire for people to have them?
Yeah, there's a very big growth right now, and actually there's a bill moving through Congress right now called the Hearing Protection Act. And what is going on is they're trying to remove suppressors from the National Firearms Act, which would remove the $200 tax stamp and remove the 6 to 9 month wait on these things. So if people are interested in this Hearing Protection Act, they've got to look it up and contact their local representative. I mean, we're in Colorado, so they're just going to fall on deaf ears. But,
sure,
you know, if you could get enough people churning out there about this, you know, push this thing through, we actually have a chance that, you know, you when you buy a gun, you could get a suppressor with it. And then, you know, you've been shooting suppressed now for a little bit, and it is so nice to, to shoot without earmuffs. And then when you were telling me that Red was asking if you shot yet, when you were standing right above him in that rack, and he couldn't hear your 308 going off, I mean, there's some huge benefits to it for hunting and
absolutely.
And even just teaching people to shoot. I mean, just not having to deal with hearing protection while you teach new shooters to shoot with a 22 or something. It's just so much better.
Right.
It's just a huge deal.
Sure. Aaron Casey's our guest. Phoenix Weaponry is the company. Check out their website, phoenixweaponry.com. They're located out at 1822 Skyway Drive in Longmont, just right off of exit 119 there. They are live today and tomorrow at the Tanner Gun Show. Get by and see them. Let them know you heard him on Sportsman of Colorado, and I promise you, they'll do something extra special for you. It's hard to give a blanket kind of a discount because we don't know what your needs are, but I promise you, they will do something special if you mention the show. You know, we've talked about this a little bit before, and I am talking with the International Sportsman's Expo quite a bit about this because I think this would be a great seminar, and I just couldn't get it pushed through this year. But long-range shooting has just become crazy popular, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of fun. We actually got a kid that's shooting for us now, and he's actually competing on a national level. We just built a 6mm Creedmoor for him. This thing's going to say supersonic out to 1300. So this thing's ripping. The barrel life's going to be terrible, though. It's going to be like 900 to 1,000 rounds probably before the barrel's burned up, but he's going to get there quick. So we're looking forward to him competing this year on a national level and hopefully bringing home a couple of trophies for the shop, because this year he, with one of our regular guns, he did he was 53rd out of like 400 people out in North Carolina. So
wow,
that was with a fairly regular one of our builds, and we didn't even get to build them anything really fast, so we should be taking care of that now.
Man, absolutely. And also, you know, what I like too is, boy, there's a lot of places around there that you guys can go and shoot, but if somebody wants to come in and, you know, they're serious about looking at some different weapons, you've got a lot of places right there where you can go, hey, let's go shoot a few and let you see how they test out there. So that's pretty cool too that you've got available.
Yeah, we can roll out to shooting doors usually is very good to us, so we can hop over to Broomfield real quick and put some rounds down range. And we have got some nice places close by, and we enjoy people's face the first time they get to shoot one of our guns, because it's they might have shot something else before, but once they play with our trigger and our guns, it's a whole different deal.
No, I'm telling you, I mean, it's amazing, and it is something I've never really thought about it, but when guys I've let shoot my 308, I mean, they pull the trigger and they turn around, just this big smile on their face, like, wow, I've never held anything like this, shot anything like this, you know, the trigger pull and just the smoothness. And you do know the difference, because we were out shooting mine, and then one of the guys just had an off-the-shelf, I think Smith & Wesson AR, man, I need like two fingers to pull the trigger back, you know, and so stiff. And boy, ours are just like butter, man. I mean, it's awesome. So get by and see Aaron and his crew today, Tanner Gun Show. Now, if you're hearing our replay on Sundays from 9 to 10, the show is still open on Sunday from 9 to 4. And so get out there and see him. Mention you heard him on Sportsman of Colorado. I highly recommend you just get out there to Longmont, call ahead, make sure Aaron's going to be there, but let him take you on a little tour of the shop. A lot of great machinery and things to look at, and just to really see the customization, I should say, that really goes into these weapons. And like I say, maybe you've got something, you want to dress it up a little bit, you want to start over, get a custom-built weapon, all your gunsmithing, Cerakoting, the Duracoat, as he mentioned, all of that they can handle right there for you. So, Aaron, hope you guys have a good show. I'll let you get back to your booth, man. I appreciate you calling in.
All right. Nice talking to you, Scott, and hopefully see everybody down here.
All right. Sounds good, bud. Take care.
All right. Bye.
You're listening to Sportsman Colorado. We got to take a short break. We'll be back with more right after this.
What if it was possible to train your body how to burn excess fat through natural homeopathic means? Dr. Julie Markiel uses a time-tested protocol to unlock unnecessary fat stores in your body, converting fat into energy so you can experience permanent weight loss. Because this remarkable method targets only your bad fat, leaving vital stores of necessary fat untouched, your body will begin to experience balance in a new and healthier way. As Dr. Julie leads you through her unique weight loss program, your brain will gradually relearn what it means to feel full and to feel hungry. You will find many of your old cravings simply disappear. Call Dr. Julie at Ascent Health Center today to find out how KLZ hosts John Rush, Scott Watley, and Dan Muir put their bodies to work for them with unbelievable results. Call 303-343-8800. That's 303-343-8800. Or go to AscentHealthCenter.com.
Did you know that about 46% of U.S. households have a dog and 39% have a cat? Studies show that 90% of people treat pets as family members. That's why I chose Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. This is Scott Watley. Whether your pet needs medical, dental, surgical care, or grooming, the team at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. And with the holidays approaching, I highly recommend their boarding services. Hey, our golden retriever, Roxy Watley, loves it there. Call 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Or visit LoneTreeVet.com. Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is an official registered company of HaystackHelp.com and an A-plus Gold Star member of the Better Business Bureau.
This is Red Merrill for Phoenix Weaponry. Phoenix Weaponry is a weapon manufacturer that services the firearm enthusiast. From precision ARs to suppressors, Phoenix Weaponry can make your dreams come true. Phoenix Weaponry is a full-service gun shop that offers gunsmithing, coating, and modifications to your own weapon. Phoenix Weaponry, family-owned and operated right here in Colorado. If you can dream it, Phoenix Weaponry can build it. Call today, 720-340-2496. Again, that's 720-340-2496. Or visit their website, phoenixweaponry.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 10% off your custom-built weapon.
This is Scott Watley for my friends at Rampart Firearms in Sedalia. This is a great store, family owned and operated. They buy, sell, trade, and consign firearms. You will find a great selection of new and pre-owned handguns, shotguns, and rifles. If you can't find the gun you want, Rampart Firearms will special order your gun at no extra cost. Found a gun on the internet? Rampart Firearms will do one firearm transfer and the background check for only $10 if you mention Sportsman of Colorado. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Located at Highway 66. In Santa Fe in Sedalia. Rampart Firearms opens 7 days a week. 720-468-0050.
Dana Lash, late nights at 10 on KLZ 560 and 100.7 FM. KLZ, the source.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. Again, thank you so much for joining us today. Let's talk a little big game. Big Game Forever. Check out their website, biggameforever.org. Denny Behrens has been with us before. He's the regional director here in Colorado. Denny, thanks for being with us a few minutes today. How are you, sir?
Good, Scott. It's good to be with you again.
Well, great to talk with you as well. And, you know, we visited a little bit before our show today, and, boy, big topic we want to talk about today is a little decline in our mule deer and elk population. I shouldn't say a little, quite a bit. So fill us in a little bit.
Well, the big thing that's happening right now, especially in the Gunnison Basin, is that we've had such a severe winter in the southwest part of the state, and it's shaping up to be another 2007-2008 winter, and we've already got animals dying. We've got sportsmen from Gunnison sending us pictures of, you know, fawns just curling up and they're dead. And it's a sad, sad situation. We're pushing the division to start the feeding program down there. Hopefully we can make a difference that we don't lose all those animals. On the south part of the divide where it crosses into Alamosa and Pagosa, they haven't been seeing a lot of animals, but I just got off the phone with Tom Watts, who used to be the biologist for the Jicarilla, mm-hmm. and it appears that those animals have pushed all the way through, and they're down in Unit 4 and 2 and right on the border and on the Jicarilla, so maybe we didn't lose as many animals down there.
Wow. Now, what about this old predator thing that, you know, Colorado Parks and Wildlife came out with the mountain lion and bear and all that. What are your guys' thoughts on that?
Well, we supported it. Big Game Forever did. We were at the commission meeting, and anything that they can do to grab data that might show that bears and lions are having a major impact on our deer population is good. There was a lawsuit just filed this last week against the division concerning those two propositions and management plans. And so, you know, here we go again with another battle with the enviros and the antis.
Yep.
And hopefully, the division's got quite a bit of good data, especially out of the northwest region. They did 6 years of study up there with Mr. Anderson, the biologist out of the Northwest, and he's really got some great data that shows that bears are having an impact on cow elk, and so that's why they started that study up there. Hopefully, it'll start this spring if there's not a stay on the lawsuit.
Right. Our guest is Denny Behrens. BigGameForever.org is the organization. Denny's the regional director here in Colorado. Check out their website, BigGameForever.org. One thing you can really help out with now as our listeners is, become a member. They have a great platform there you can look at. You can go all the way from a basic membership to $25 to a lifetime membership for $1,000. So many levels are in there, $50, $100, $250, $500. You get a lot of different cool stuff with each membership. And so these are organizations, you take SCI, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, Ducks Unlimited. These are great organizations that really for a few dollars, we can make a difference with that. And then, that's what I tell people. I mean, hey, we'd love to have a bunch of lifetime members sign up today. But, man, $25, $50 can add up a little bit. And you guys need every bit of that to keep this going.
Absolutely. And, we're working a lot in Congress right now, and it looks like that the delisting on wolves, those particular two bills are going to be passed, and also the sage-grouse bill. And most likely in April, they'll be attached to the omnibus bill and be passed and signed by President Trump. So we're looking forward to that. And, of course, if that happens, then as I talked to you on a previous program, that we're going to have to start working on a Colorado wolf management plan then.
Right. And what are some of the numbers like, from Wyoming and different things like that you can share with us with, wolves and once they were introduced there and what it did to the elk population?
Well, elk populations basically, especially in the Yellowstone ecosystem, have dropped drastically. And that's why there was so much pressure that was put on to the feds by Wyoming, Idaho, and now Oregon has jumped on And their legislature passed some really hard regulations on wolves. And so those are positive things to manage the wolf population. The biggest concern for us is the loss of moose in the Yellowstone ecosystem in Wyoming and Montana. Mm-hmm. They lost 90% of their moose.
Wow.
And it's huge that, you know, it takes a long time, as you know, for moose populations to grow.
Sure.
You know, we've got a good moose population here in Colorado, and we sure don't want to lose it. And we've got wolves migrating in the northwest Colorado. Director Broscheid put out a statement, it's been 4 months ago already, that hunters should beware in northwest Colorado to make sure what they're shooting at, because it could be a wolf. So.
Wow. And, Bob has been a great friend of our show here, and is going to be coming on a little bit more to talk about all the different issues out there. And, because there was some things from outfitters and, hunters wondering why they are not getting the chance to kind of help with the mountain lion thing and bear thing like that. And so Bob's going to be coming on, to talk a little bit about that and why they decided to do those things. And I did an interview with Fox 31 when that first came out, and the gentleman, the reporter there asked me, said, well, forget all the data. Forget all the things that they are doing as far as studies. Don't you think that our human encroachment on these areas have also hurt? And I said, well, I can't answer that question. I said, because you're asking me to forget scientific data. Why would I want to forget that to answer your question,
Right.
And so, it is a hard thing to get across there to the anti-hunters and all the different things there. But, all of us that are in the outdoors, we know what this has caused. So I tell you, we're going to do everything we can to help you guys and help get the word out. And I know you're working on a Denver banquet, you were just mentioning to me a few minutes ago. But you do have a date set for your Grand Junction banquet. So what was that again?
That's April 8th.
April 8th. All right.
Yeah. So if you're on the West Slope, you got to try and, we'll have those posted on our Facebook page, Big Game Forever Colorado Facebook page. And I might mention right now, if the sportsmen that are hearing us want to get involved in helping in the Gunnison Basin, if they go to the Facebook page, they can scroll down, and there's actually a video that we produced, but there's a GoFundMe account that the dedicated sportsmen in Gunnison put together to raise money.
Oh, okay.
To give money to the division to help pay for the feed. And, of course, as you know, funds with the division are a little tight right now.
Yep.
But, Director Broscheid has committed money for the feeding program. It's there available. But anything that we can do as sportsmen, we need to step up to the plate and help.
Sure. Well, folks, check out this website. A lot of great information on there. Become a member. I mean, help us out if you can. If it's $25, the $50, the bronze at $100, silver at $250, gold at $500, or become a lifetime member. I promise you the money is going to good use, and they will be very diligent with the dollars there. So, Denny, thank you so much. We sure appreciate it, and we'll look forward to our next visit. And, again, hopefully we can get you guys back on a regular basis just to keep all of us abreast of all the different issues and things we need to know, and then, more importantly, of how we can help.
You bet, Scott, and thanks so much.
All right, Denny, thanks so much for being with us. We got to take a short break. You're listening to Sportsman of Colorado. We'll be right back.
Last month, during that big snowstorm, I was in a car accident. I was just sitting there at a light and bam, this guy came out of nowhere and smashed my back bumper. He just couldn't stop on that ice. At first, I didn't worry about it too much. I mean, accidents happen, right? But then this ache in my neck started keeping me up all night, and the mechanic was taking forever to get my car back because he's waiting for, I don't even know, some form from my insurance company. And on top of all of this, the guy who hit me didn't even have any insurance at all. So I got stuck with a bunch of bills that I couldn't afford. I didn't know what to do. But then I heard about Kevin Flesh on Haystack Help Radio. Let me tell you, Kevin is not like other lawyers. I could tell because he actually listened to what I had to say, and it felt like he genuinely cared about me. Plus, I didn't get pawned off on some inexperienced paralegal. Kevin Flesh is more than just a name used to intimidate the insurance companies. He will actually help you. If you've been injured in an accident, call Kevin Flesh at 303 806-8886 for a free consultation, and he'll help you get the compensation that you deserve.
Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at One Shot Gear in Englewood. If you are a hunter, you know that after a full year of training, shooting, and planning, when the season rolls around, you're lucky to get one shot at a trophy. At One Shot Gear, they've got you covered with the largest selection of premium hunting gear in Colorado, like Blosser rifles, Sitka gear, and Night Force optics. The One Shot Gear team has the experience, so they can help you find exactly what you need for the hunt of a lifetime. When only the best will do, choose One Shot Gear, located at 4720 South Santa Fe Circle in Englewood. One Shot Gear is your premium hunting gear headquarters. Call 303-284-3828. That's 303-284-3828. If Sitka makes it, One Shot Gear has it. They're the largest stocking dealer in Colorado. Ask for Grant. Tell him Sportsman of Colorado sent you. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and you receive 10% off of all clothing and boots. One Shot Gear is an official sponsor of Sportsman of Colorado.
It's truck month again at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We're the number one truck dealer in Colorado. Hi, I'm Dan Johnson. We're overstocked with trucks and giving discounts and rebates up to $10,000 off Silverados. Hurry, these offers won't last. LynnLyleChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekday afternoons at 3 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Sportsman of Colorado. If you're just getting in the car, turning on your radio, my name is Scott Watley, along with Red Merrill in studio. Daryl Merritt is with us. Pike's Peak Pheasant Forever. We're going to be getting with Dale here in just a minute. But let's go to the phones. I was out at the Tanner Gun Show, as I mentioned earlier this morning. And, of course, Aaron Casey joined us from there. But met Tony out there a few weeks ago. And Tony had some pretty cool products. I got to go by there, and I got a couple of hats from him, gearhead survival hats. So, Tony, how you doing out there?
Doing great, thanks, Scott. Yep, it's really busy here at the Tanner Gun Show this weekend. It's a good crowd.
Yeah, I tell you, this morning it was hard, tough finding parking, so I thought it was going to be real good for you. Take just a couple of minutes, tell us about your hats a little bit, because I don't know how to describe them. I just know they're warm and they're very cool.
Well, thank you, Scott. Yes, as a matter of fact, I've got 10 different colors of this beautiful handmade quilted winter beanie. They come with a visor and a collar and a draw cord, tighten up the hat. They also hold your sunglasses and a headlamp. If it starts to get dark, you just slide on your light. I do have blaze orange for all the hunters. I've got brown and camo. I've got OD green, black. Good, good selection of hats. Really beautiful hats.
Well, you know, Scott, a hat like that, when you're out and it's real cold, you want something to keep your head warm, your ears warm, your neck warm. This sounds like a great product.
It is. I've worn it a couple of times just, you know, being out and about, and I'm telling you, they are really, really good. Now, when you go in the Tanner Gun Show, best way to describe it, just walk in that main entrance, go in the first hall there on your right. As you're familiar with that, of course, there's one on the right, one on the left. Go against that south wall there, and probably about, two-thirds of the way back on the right there, Tony?
That's correct. Yep. And if any of your people want to mention that they heard you and heard me on the show, then I give them a $10 discount off the hats. The hats range from $30 to $40, so it's a great deal.
No, that's a great deal, I promise you. Well, hey, Tony, I appreciate it. Gearhead survival hats. Go in and see Tony along that south wall there at the Tanner Gun Show. And if you're listening to us on Sunday, it's still there. I believe they close at 4 o'clock on Sundays. Is that right, Tony?
That's right. And okay. 5 o'clock today on Saturday. Also, too, don't forget that Tanner Gun Show is in Loveland February 11th and 12th, and then returning to the Merchandise Mart in Denver February 18th and 19th.
All right.
And I will be here, and I look forward to seeing any of the sportsmen you want to send my way.
All right, bud. Hey, we appreciate it. Gearhead survival hats, go check them out. I'm telling you, this is a cool product, a great product. You can fit your sunglasses on there. Just a lot of qualities to this hat, so we appreciate it. Thanks, Tony.
All right. Thank you, Scott. Be well.
All right, let's head out to Wichita Falls, Texas here real quick. Our good friend Alan Schaffner. Alan, how are you, sir?
Hello, Scott. How you doing today?
I'm good. Now, hey, I know when our buddy from Colorado Outdoor Sports can't hit the side of a barn. So how many hogs has he scared out there, or how many has he actually been able to take out there with you?
I think the group is at 11 or 12.
Oh, man. We had that in our first hour and a half. Come on, Wynn.
Well, we quit early. Luke made us come in.
Oh, okay.
Or we would have been done.
All right, good deal. Well, Lone Star Hunts, again, if you've listened to our show any length of time, you know we talk about this place all the time. It is our place we love to go, just right out of Wichita Falls, Texas. You can check out their website, LoneStarHunts.com. If you mention our show when you book with Alan, Alan's been kind enough to give you a fifth hog at no extra charge, and that hog will weigh 100 pounds or less, and that'll be a great meat hog. So, Wynn, are you there with Alan?
I am.
All right, man.
We are having a great time. My wife shot her first hog this morning and got my nephew and his best friend out here, and they're getting into their first hogs ever and just having a great time with Luke and Cole and Alan, as always.
Sure. Now, are you guys using pistols?
Just me.
Just you?
Everybody else, yeah.
All right, good deal. What caliber are you using?
.38 Special, full metal jacket.
All right, good deal.
Well, I hope you hit some with that, Wynn.
I got one this morning.
Well, good.
Well, that's great. Well, Alan, I tell you, International Sportsman's Expo was a great show, I think, for all of us. And, man, every time we went down there, your booth was full. But you got still a few openings where people want to come in 2017. They can still get down there?
We can start. We start in October. I mean, as you said, the show was great. I mean, there's a bunch of great people who always want to do this. They say it's on my bucket list to come down here and do all that. And when they do that, then they want to come back year after year. But now we're booking into October of 17, October, November, and December.
Yeah, I'm glad, Alan, that we got our place locked in, because it's one of the best hunts I've ever been on.
Well, that's good. I would agree with that 100%, Scott. You can't buy this much kind of fun. Oh, well, actually, maybe a little bit.
Right. Well, you know, just real quick here, and we'll have to wrap up, but real quick, you know, and I've talked about this a couple of times, one of our sponsors, I tried to get him to go down there to Allen, and he got fooled by one of these places that offer unlimited hogs, and it was $1,250 for unlimited. So 10 guys went, and out of 10 guys, they saw two hogs at this ranch down in Junction, Texas. And so don't be fooled by all the big stuff. Go a place where I promise you will see hogs, you will have the opportunity, and I can't promise you'll get them because you got to hit them. So, but you will see hogs, and you're going
to
get plenty of opportunity, and that is at Lone Star Hunts. You can check out their website again, LoneStarHunts.com. Hey, guys, thanks for calling in, and Alan, we'll be in touch. I am going to try to sneak down a couple of weekdays during the spring if we can. So we appreciate you guys calling in.
We've been having a lot of fun. You know, Scott, I'll back you up 100%. I've hog hunted down in Texas four or five times before I found Alan.
Yep.
And this is the way to do it. All that other hype ain't worth it.
Yep, absolutely. And you can check out Wynn's company, Colorado Outdoor Sports. Again, we'll get Wynn on here in the coming weeks. And a great place if you're always looking for a place to hunt and can't find it, Wynn can help you out with that. So, gentlemen, y'all have a good day, and we'll be in touch.
Thank you, Scott.
All right. Thank you. Dale Meredith is back with us. Man, I can't wait for this segment to be over, Dale, because I keep looking at that dog, and, man, I want to write you a check. I love that puppy. That dog is so cute, I tell you. Dale Meredith is with us, Pikes Peak Pheasant Forever. Check out that website, pikespeakpheasantforever.org. This is the 28th Annual Pikes Peak Chapter Banquet, February 11th at the Colorado Springs Event Center. The doors will open at 4, but get your tickets now. Don't wait. Now, we can help them out a little bit, so let's talk about something special.
Yes, we've got an early bird special running right now, so anybody that signs up for the banquet between now and the 1st or before the 1st of February will get a $90 worth packet of raffle tickets to use at the banquet. You'll get one signature raffle ticket that's for a Beretta Silver Pigeon, $2,000 value comes in. That ticket comes in there. You get a voucher for a 45 caliber 1911 by Kimber. Wow. You get one voucher to go into that drawing. And then you get $50 worth to go into our Super Bucket Raffle, which there'll be 30, 40 items in there that you can select and drop $50 worth of tickets into all these different buckets for just in signing up for the banquet before the 1st of February.
All right. And all they have to do is go to that website.
Correct. Go to PikesPeakPheasantsForever.org, and you can click on the banquet If you can't make it to the banquet, we're auction or going to raffle off that Beretta Silver Pigeon, and you don't have to be present to win that Beretta, so you can actually go onto the Pikes Peak Pheasant Rare and click on the raffle ticket link and purchase your raffle tickets online for that Beretta Silver Pigeon if you can't make it down to Colorado Springs for the banquet.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, but they do need to be there to be able to get in the auction for the dog.
Yep. And the live auction's coming up good. And we've got hunts from North Dakota pheasant hunts to Argentina dove hunts, African safaris. We've got duck hunts. We've got local preserves out there, Rocky Mountain Roosters, Teal Lodge, the Bluffs, all donating hunts to the live auction. So there's a lot of ways to get involved, get your kids out there, and do something exciting with them.
Great. Here's kind of a list of banquets real quick, and we got another caller here, so hold on, John. We'll be right with you. A couple of banquets that we're involved in. February 11th, as we're talking about, the Pikes Peak Pheasant Forever Banquet. February 18th, the National Wild Turkey Front Range Chapter. That's going to be held at the Adams County Fairgrounds. March 4th, in Colorado Springs, is SCI Banquet, and that's always a great banquet. March 10th, Rampart Range National Wild Turkey. That's Douglas County. Mike Llewellyn, we'll have Mike on here in the coming weeks to tell us a little bit more about that banquet. March 11th, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Banquet. And this is one that we're involved in very heavily. You can go to rmefdenver.org for your tickets there. That's held out at the Westin Hotel there off of 36th. And then April 1st, Denver SCI Banquet. April 22nd, a new sponsor with us, Outdoor Buddies. And then April 29th, another new sponsor with us, American Heroes in Action. That's going to be at the Castle Event Center. And Dave Prophet is out at the Tanner Gun Show this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And you can stop out there and see Dave and get your tickets there for that. Let's go, John, real quick. John, you're on Sportsman of Colorado. How are you, sir?
Hey, Scott, real good. Tried to listen to your show all the time. Just got in the car, heard you talking about Allen and Lone Star Hunts. My son and I went down there last year after meeting he and you at the Sportsman Show. We went down, very accommodating. We got there Friday night or Friday afternoon, hunted Friday night, hunted Saturday morning. Between the two of us, we got 10 hogs. Never had so much fun in our lives.
No, I'm telling you. And, you know, I know when people, and you know, there's no doubt Allen advertises for us, and it's no doubt I endorse him. But I always want people to understand, I'm not going to do that. Red's not going to do that if a place is not good and doesn't produce and doesn't do what they say they'll do. But I'm telling you, Lone Star Hunts has exceeded every expectation of anybody, of us, first of all, yes, and anybody we've ever sent down there. I mean, it's just awesome hog hunting.
And, you know, Scott, I know of a bunch of places down in Texas. You and I are both from Texas. That Junction place, 100,000 acres, they've got thousands of hogs on that, yep, on that ranch. But hogs are a whole lot like white-tailed deer. You can't find them in that heavy brush, which is proved by those, yeah, guys only seeing two. And you go down to Lone Star Hunts with Alan Schaffner, and you and I and two other guys killed 24 hogs in 5.5 hours. Now, I guarantee you can't beat that with a stick.
Yeah, I guarantee you.
That's about how long it took us to get to 10.
Well, good,
yeah,
John.
We did the night hunt and then did the morning hunt and kind of cruised around the property. And, there were a lot of pigs. You had to work for them, and you had to hit what you were shooting at.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that's never a problem for you and me, Scott.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Well, John, hey, man, we appreciate you listening to the show and hope you make it back down there to Lone Star Hunts.
Definitely will. Take care now.
Mindy, hopefully we can stretch here a little bit. I got to get this gentleman on, Fred Hale, down at the Tanner Gun Show. Fred, how are you, sir?
Mighty fine, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Now, again, I met a couple of people down there today, and I said, I want you to call in. This is Fred Hale. And this is the flashlight, Red, the headlamp,
yes,
I was showing you.
Yeah.
Really, really cool. So, Fred, tell us a little bit about your product down there.
Well, Scott, what I've got is basically a high-quality, high-lumen tactical and task flashlights. The company has been in business for about 6 years now, and it's just exploding, this industry. People are just awed by the high-tech and the amount of brightness and the long life in these flashlights that are now being produced as a result of LED lighting, you know, it's just amazing. So I'm down at the Tanner Gun Show, been here all year, started in April.
Right.
And just the community that's down here, just you know, it just fits them like a glove. But to be honest, everybody needs flashlights.
I mean,
children love flashlights. Grandparents love flashlights. Men, women, you name it. And, you know, so many different uses. You got emergency uses. You got power outages. You need a lantern. People camp. People need them on bikes. See, I mean, it's just endless. It's a wonderful business. You meet some of the best people down here. It's just amazing.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm telling you, you know, the couple that I picked up from you today, I cannot wait to try them out. And, of course, you demonstrated some for me there right there. And, you know, everybody needs a flashlight, like you said, but you need one that'll show up and be bright. And I'll tell you, I love those. So we are going to do some more segments with you, Fred, and we appreciate it. It's Promier Colorado, not Premier now, Promier Colorado, the evolution of light. And if you have any questions for Fred, now he's working a booth down there. So if you call and get his voicemail, we'll call you back maybe Monday, but he'll call you 303-881-6501, 303-881-6501. So, hey, Fred, we appreciate it, my friend, and we'll be in touch.
Scott, I might tell you one thing, too.
Yes, sir.
We are down here at the show, we are running a 50% off on manufacturer's suggested retails down here. So it is a great weekend to get out and get down here to the show. I know there's a lot to see, and we're just one of them here, but people are just buzzing at my booth. I almost didn't make this call before 2 o'clock just because I couldn't get away from the booth.
Well, hey, but that's a good problem.
Anybody that's out today, come on out. If you can't get down here, you got my phone number, give me a call. Be glad to talk with you and take care of any needs you might have.
All right,
thanks,
Fred.
So much for having me.
We appreciate it. And we want to thank all of our guests today, Denny Behrens, Aaron Casey, Dale Merritt. Folks, come to this banquet February the 11th. And it's going to be a great, great time. A lot of great hunts are going to be given away. A lot of guns down there as well. And again, that is February the 11th. Today's show is brought to you by our friends at Lone Tree Vet. LoneTreeVet.com. Their number, 303-708-8050. And Personal Solar Light. Boy, this is a great company. We're going to be talking about them more in the future, too. For Red Merrill, my name is Scott Whatley. Have a great day and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
And opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.